We set aside a few minutes most Sunday mornings to identify connections between unfulfilled Bible prophecies and current events. They estimate around 500 unfulfilled prophecies in the Bible. For example, the book of the Revelation is all unfulfilled prophecy from chapter 4 till the closing exhortations of the book. And then there are many other areas in the Old Testament and New that give you these things. And so 500, I don't know how they come up with that number, but it makes sense. Artificial intelligence has been an absolute game changer when it comes to looking at Bible prophecy and the things that are happening in the world and seeing things line up together. We've talked a lot about AI because of that, and one thing we've talked the most about is maybe AI powering what's called the image of the beast. So I had an idea this week. I said to myself, self, why not ask AI to elaborate on this? Just flat out ask your AI. And so this is what AI says. I asked ChatGPT, could AI fulfill the image of the beast prophecy in Revelation 13? And here's the answer. The prophecy in Revelation 13 describes the false prophet creating an image of the beast that is given breath to speak and cause those who refuse to worship it to be killed. This has led to speculation about whether AI could play a role in fulfilling this end times prophecy. Here's how AI might fit into this scenario. Number one, lifelike simulations. Advanced AI-powered robotics and holograms are now capable of mimicking human behavior and speech with stunning realism. I'm not really here. Some theologians have noted that such technologies could represent a literal image that appears alive, seemingly animating what is otherwise lifeless. Global research and control, number two. AI systems already underpin global communication and surveillance networks, enabling the centralized control. This could theoretically allow a single figure or system, such as the Antichrist, to project their influence worldwide through an AI-driven image. Number three, the enforcement of worship. The prophecy also mentions that the image would enforce worship of the beast. AI tools like facial recognition, behavioral analytics, and biometric systems could hypothetically monitor compliance, punishing dissenters, a chilling parallel to Revelation 13, 15 through 17. While these scenarios remain speculative, they highlight how rapidly evolving technologies might intersect with Bible prophecy. Now, whether AI is going to truly play such a role in the end times or not, we're not saying yes or no. It's a maybe, obviously. We're never saying that what we report on is the fulfillment of prophecy, only that it shows you that what God said would happen is possible. This could be implemented. It could be AI, and it certainly seems like it's going to involve something like that. Then I asked ChatGPT, while I had its attention, to write an Antichrist joke. I'm just going to go straight into it. First service didn't get it, but I want you to put your thinking caps on, and here's the joke. What is the Antichrist's favorite font? I'll give you a clue. We believe, many prophecy teachers believe that the Antichrist would come from the revived Roman Empire. So AI's favorite font will be end times Roman. End times Roman, okay, right? Times New Roman, end times. It's actually, I had to clean up the joke. It was only Times New Roman, so there you go. Anyway, we will not see, you and I, we are not going to see the revealing of the Antichrist. Darn. Jesus promised he would resurrect and rapture his church prior to his second coming and before the seven-year great tribulation. He will come and resurrect the dead in Christ, and then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them, and so we will ever be with the Lord. Are you ready for the rapture? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.